Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If the Celtics were ever interested in trading for Kevin Durant and including Jaylen Brown, and I'm not saying they were, it's because of all this stuff we're talking about. Would he leave? Do we need to be afraid that he's going to leave in 2 years? Second thing. This all comes down to winning on the court. Let's see what happens in the playoffs. The top of the East is really competitive this year. If the Celtics lose in the second round, after losing the finals the way they did, they have to ask themselves internally some hard questions about their roster and how to tweak it going forward. And that could be almost anything other than trading Jason Tatum.
Brown and Tatum, they played 429 games together. That includes the playoffs. That's the ninth most among active players. Jaylen Brown is actually scheduled to join our show later this week, so we'll get to chat with him a little bit more about all of this.
Whoa! Whoa! Double bombshell there on NBA Today, which just was airing on ESPN. Number one, I believe that's Malika Andrews, is telling you that Jaylen's going to join NBA Today later this week. So he's already talked to the New York Times last week or whenever it was in Houston. He talked to The Ringer, which we've been talking about all day, in January. These two stories are massive. And he's going to go on ESPN this week.
At least we don't have to hear anyone say the only thing they care about is the championship now.
Oh, yes. Well, I can't wait to get to that audio. When's the next Celtics game? They're coming back from this trip.
Tonight.
After next game after tonight. Not till Friday. So if Jaylen does not talk, and I think it'd be smart for the Celtics to get him to talk before this game. If he doesn't talk, the next time we're going to hear from him, I'm guessing, unless it's on the practice floor back here in Boston, will be on ESPN.
So later this week.
Later this week. He's going to be on ESPN.
Now, come on. That happens to all of us.
I do it 10 times a show. So
never happened to me once.
But okay, that's number one, and that's the lesser of the two.
Yesterday you said controversy.
I don't remember that.
Lobster Arcan frat bit.
No, you did.
Oh, no. I was going to say I definitely.
Lobster frat bit.
Controversy.
It's one of those sandwiches.
You never been to the
enjoys.
Lobster frat before?
So that's number one, that he's going to be on ESPN this week. Good. There's some content. Good. And it's hour number three, Jones and Mego with Arcan. We're here until 6 on Tuesday with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. How you feeling about Jaylen and all these interviews and all the garbage he's saying in these interviews, and he's not happy in Boston? Number two is what Zach Lowe said in there in the beginning of the clip. If the Celtics don't win, tell me if this sounds familiar, Mego. If the Celtics don't win, everything except Jason Tatum's on the table. Gee, I wonder where I heard that. What's there, an echo in here, Zach Lowe? If they don't win, everything's on the table outside of Tatum. I think Jaylen could get traded this offseason if they don't win. And they're not winning. So I'm worried that it's done. I'm worried that it's done. He's gone. He knows they're not winning. And he's starting to look at his next options. That's exactly what I'm worried about. And Zach Lowe? Zach Lowe's tapped in with the Celtics. So if he says everything's on the table outside of Tatum, I believe it. I already assumed it, but I believe it.
Why is that what they're jumping to? I'm sorry, but it's one thing if Jaylen Brown is saying that he doesn't want to be here if they make another run and they don't win a championship. Like, it's one thing if you have one player in the locker room who's disgruntled, unhappy, has been here for years, and says, I'm going to do my own thing. That's still a failure on the part of the franchise, largely, I think, in this instance. But if that's coming from the Celtics, if that's coming from the front office saying everyone's on the table to go, that's stupid to me. That's really dumb. Like, you have two all-stars.
Well, if they know he's not happy,
That's what I'm saying. If he's okay.
Okay, but I'm saying if they know he's not happy, he probably hasn't been happy most of the year. He hasn't been happy since like January, as we know.
You're making it sound like he hasn't been happy his entire life.
What? He's talked about not liking being in trade rumors for a couple of years now. That story with Sports Illustrated came out last summer, so maybe a couple of years is an exaggeration. But Jalen hasn't been happy being in trade rumors for a long time. I don't know how happy he is.
Who's happy in trade rumors? Who sits around and is like,
people in Oklahoma
City. This is the way it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe nobody.
No star sits there and is like, man, I love having my name out there on ESPN another player who the franchise thinks is better than me.
This is, again, why they actually should have pulled the trigger. Don't put him in a million trade rumors and then keep telling him we like you, Jalen, because he sees right through it. And it sounds like he sees right through it. So, okay, Zach Lowe says everything's on the table. Should it all be on the table if the Celtics don't win a championship?
No.
Should it all be on the table? Mego says no. I think it definitely will be if they don't win a championship. And by the way, they're not winning a championship.
So you're saying blow it up if they don't win the championship this year?
I'm saying they should have already blown it up, which was trading it for Kevin Durant.
You got a 24 and a 26-year-old, and you're saying blow it up?
At some point, if Jalen doesn't want to be here, then yeah, you got to move on. You have to move on. So how do you guys feel about it? 617-779-7937. We're going to hear from Jalen in his own words later this week, which is also very interesting. That interview with The Ringer, which we've talked about a lot today, and we're going to continue to talk about, he wouldn't commit to staying in Boston long-term. He was non-committal. Basically said it's up to them, not me. How I feel over time is how I feel about over time, and I don't know how they feel about me. He also wouldn't commit to Tatum. Talked about being in trade rumors, talked about coexisting, apologies to Malik Andrews and her Meek comment, coexisting with Tatum and wouldn't weigh in there. In fact, when he talked about staying in one location, he referenced Michael Jordan moving on to the Wizards, and he deferred on committing to Tatum long term. So how do you guys feel about all of it? Jaylen Brown still squawking at 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback on that coming up. I do just want to pay off this tease because I mentioned I think there is mounting evidence of Bill Belichick losing his football team. Let me give you two examples of what I'm talking about. Mike Giardi spoke, I can't remember if it was on Friday or over the weekend.
This was Friday.
Thank you. Mike Giardi spoke on Friday about the players and their reaction to Jakobi Meyers going to the Raiders. Let me hear it.
Universally panned by everyone I talked to, and some people offered their comments to me, players. Without me prompting them, I just got a text. The idea that you reward one of your own who came from undrafted free agency, built himself up, and when you go back 2 years ago in the Josh McDaniels offense, caught 83 passes, and actually even go back the year before where I think 57 of his 58 catches came in the final 10, 11 weeks of the season when they just said, we got to roll this guy out there. We got to trust his instincts to play football and he can play. Again, is his ceiling as high as a healthy Juju? No, I think we know what his ceiling is, but his ceiling is that he's a pretty good football player and he's someone that the quarterback is fond of. I think the guys in the locker room were fond of. And we've heard, you know, you and I, we've talked to Devin McCourty and he's been public about it. Like he thought Jakobi Meyers is one of the next leaders of the football team. And now that guy's gone because they weren't willing to pay him.
Okay. So that's Mike Giardi on Jakobi Meyers. Players unprompted are pissed and reaching out to him. Players. Okay. He mentioned Devin McCourty. What did Devin McCourty tell the Greg Hill Show last week when asked about benching Mac Jones against the Chicago Bears?
I think player-wise, I think there was enough trust that, like, hey, we're going to put the best guy out there. But I think the struggles on offense always turned into, I think there were some guys that are in the locker room like, all right, let's go with Zappy. All right, no, Mac looked good today. It was just a back and forth, which to me spoke more about what we had on offense than the quarterback. Like, we just were never – we never were solidified as an offensive group that guys had full confidence in anything we were doing. Like, if something worked one day, like running the ball with Mondre and when Dame was healthy and them two were going back and forth running the ball, everybody said, let's run. And then if we had a game where, like, we're throwing the ball, let's pass. Or let's just not turn the ball over because we're scoring on defense. Like, it was, to me, it was just that cycle of, there was never, like, true hope. And I'm not saying
that. Well, that's because Patricia only installed 10 plays.
I'm the guy that, too, I'm not blaming. I think it was a group thing. Like, I'm not saying just Matty P because Matty P is a defensive coordinator by training and knows defense. And because he went to Detroit head coach, I think he has some experience with kind of the roster and doing things like that. And I don't think Matty P was like, I don't think he came into 2022 and was like, you know what? My next thing is to be an offensive coordinator. Right. You know, I don't think that was his plan. No. I think it morphed into that, and I don't like blaming him for that.
Okay, so he's saying blame Bill for that. Listen to Devin McCourty there, not just the zappy part, which jumped out to me, but even that last piece is like, I don't blame just Matty P for that. Who are you blaming then, Devin? Bill.
He said it was a group thing, which I think means Bill, and also probably a little stray for Joe Judge.
Yeah, probably true, but like Bill's part of that. So the players are pissed about Myers going, unprompted, texting Giardi, right? McCourty acknowledges there are zappy guys in the locker room. There's zappy guys in the locker room, and Bill not committing to Mac, and Bill didn't commit to Mac. Bill not committing created that problem. Now, I agree. He shouldn't have committed to Mac. I like what I saw out of Zappy, but not putting that to rest and saying Mac was going to be our guy when he comes back, that created and fostered that environment.
Let's pass.
Should we be worried at all that Bill has lost the team? Has Bill lost the team? Those two comments make me think he's already lost it.
Next question.
So the way that I heard that, and I'm sure there are zappy guys in the locker room, but was that they quickly reached, by the time that Zappy had gone in and started games because of Mac's injury, and definitely after the Chicago game, they quickly reached a point in the season very early on that was, we're throwing stuff against the wall and seeing what sticks. And that was the level of confidence that the offensive players had in their coaching staff.
But he said there were zappy guys. He said it. Now, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're saying that they were just spinning
the
dial.
He said there were some guys who were saying, let's go with Mac. Some guys who were saying, let's go with Zappy.
Those are zappy
guys.
That
sounds, I know. It sounds to me like, let's throw something against the wall and see what sticks. Because we have no freaking clue what we're doing out there. We don't know what works. We don't know what doesn't work.
Some people probably looked at it and said, it's not working with Mac. Let's go with the other guy.
Let's go with Zappy.
That's a zappy guy. I mean, that's how I felt about it. It's not even that I love Bailey Zappy. It's like, it's not working with Mac. Go with the other guy. Has Bill lost the team, Arkent?
I think in some ways he has. And I do think that part of it's because, and we talked about this a lot, there's a lot of new guys on the team who've only been here a couple of years, including your quarterback. And right now, the Patriot experience hasn't really paid off very well for him, and a lot of them are having the career worst years. And for Mac Jones, I mean, he was brought in. They brought in these two coaches. I imagine that a lot of the players in that locker room over the course of last year probably fell out with Bill just based on that. Like, what? These are the this is who's running this offense right now? This is who you're putting in charge of all of our futures and our career and all our earnings potential and all this? I'd imagine that lost them quite a few guys.
Like, Bill O'Brien's here, might be too late. I hear these comments and I'm like, Bill might not be able to get it back. He might have lost the team and maybe he can't get it back at this point in time. That's my fear.
Well, now he's got new guys in.
Right.
He's got a new tight end.
It's a good point too. It's like, you know, he's got Mike Gesicki on a 1-year contract. Like,
Damian Harris is out.
How much is he a Bill guy? So you have more new guys. It's a good point.
Juju's a Bill guy. It's the whole reason he came over.
That's true. Yeah. He did cite Bill Belichick and not Mac Jones when asked why he chose to become a Patriot. That is true. 617-779-7937. Two topics on the table. Feel free to weigh in on either. We want to hear from you on both, actually. Jaylen Brown and his future in Boston and what the Celtics should do with Jaylen Brown, given the fact that, and I call it a fact, I've read enough from Jaylen Brown where I think it's a fact. He doesn't want to be here. He's not happy for sure, and I don't think he wants to be here. So you can weigh in on that and whether or not Bill Belichick has lost the team. I think he has. More on that after next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're right back to it. Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Give me a team that should need, that needs OBJ.
How about the damn New England Patriots? Hello? Have we heard anything from the Patriots?
That's true.
I mean,
they're irrelevant right now.
Sal, you just took it out of my mouth. The Patriots are floating on just being irrelevant. No one's talking about the Patriots. Everybody, look at the division. Everybody's loading up, making moves. You got the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. Yep. We see what Miami is doing. You know, you got the Buffalo Bills still the king of the division. And here the New England Patriots making chump change moves out here. And like, y'all need to do something. I've been talking about trading for D-Hop, OBJ. Hell, you need to make something, because right now, what you trotting out there on the field ain't going to be good enough. Not with the players that's going on in the AFC East right now. They need to make a move, and they need to make it yesterday.
I can't argue with one thing that Damian Woody said in that clip. I can't argue with one thing. And remember, as I hear him saying that, Patriots making chump change moves, they have no buzz. I remember what Damian Woody told Karen Garigian in the Boston Herald a couple of weeks back. Robert Kraft wants to make big buzzworthy moves. I'm paraphrasing what he said, but he wants to make big moves. He wants to be the center of attention. He doesn't want to be a forgotten team. Right now, they're a forgotten team, and it's not good enough.
How about the damn New England Patriots?
How about them? How about them? What are they doing? The only thing I quibble with a little bit is I'm not itching for Odell Beckham as much as he is. And it's Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. We'll get to your phone calls on the Patriots and Celtics, specifically Jaylen Brown, and what the Celtics can even do with him at 617-779-7937. I know you've been out in the past on Beckham. Are you reaching the point, Mego, where you're in just because it might be 1 year and $4 or $5 million? He turned down $4 million the other day. He said he doesn't want $20 million.
Yeah, so okay, is it gonna be $5 million because he turned down $4 million?
Probably. Like, something like that. It's gonna be, I mean, they got Jasicki for 4.5 guaranteed. So like, I don't know, 1 year and $15 million on paper, but it's only $5 million guaranteed. I bet that's in play. No one wants him.
It's a nice gamble. The only question I would have would be, and I don't want to be like cliche over here with wide receiver diva, whatever. But is it one of these things where it's subtraction by addition? You know, I mean, the wide receiver group was not in a great place last season. You had Kendrick Bourne very unhappy. I'm not saying you're in a position where you shouldn't bring OBJ in because Kendrick Bourne will be unhappy or anything like that. Like, you shouldn't cater to Kendrick Bourne. But you need a lot better, to quote the way that athletes are all talking right now, you need way better vibes on the offensive side of the ball right now, and I don't know if OBJ brings that to you.
Well, speaking of vibes, Jaylen Brown, big vibes guy. We'll get back to those phone calls in a moment. I've said before I don't really want Beckham. Now, if it's a one-year contract and short money, and I'm kind of assuming they're not going to get DeAndre Hopkins, I want them to. I agree with Damian Woody. I want DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know that they're going to get him. The Browns are about to get Jerry Jeudy. Is that what I'm reading, Arcand?
It seems like it's headed that way, but I don't know that anything's imminent.
So the Patriots aren't going to get Jerry Jeudy. If they do, great. Then you don't need Beckham. If you get Hopkins, great. Then you don't need Beckham. But like, the Patriots are not in a position to be thumbing their nose up at talent. I think it's a mistake to bring in Beckham and assume you're getting the Odell Beckham from the past. I think that's a mistake. But right now, you need to upgrade that receiver room still. So if it's a one-year deal on short money, I think I'm now to the point where I'm in. And either way, Damian Woody lighting up the Patriots. I like that. 617-779-7937. Let's get to your phone calls. I want to specifically get to a part of the Jaylen Brown story at the Ringer that we've not gotten to yet today. That would be his comments on both Kanye West and Kyrie Irving. We could take some phone calls in the meantime. Ben's in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, lady and gentlemen. You got me last time, not saying lady, so you are included. Sorry about that.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
So I have a short thing on the Celtics, and you talking about the Patriots just fired me up. There's nothing like getting fired up on the way home listening to Jones. But so as far as the Celtics go, what do you do? How do you replace Jaylen Brown? Who do you replace him with if they trade him at the end of the year? I don't know if you get better by trading him, whether he likes to be there or not. Second thing is, with the Patriots, you either need to get DeAndre Hopkins at minimum or trade Mac and get Lamar Jackson. You have to do something because you're the worst in the East by far.
Okay, that's another thing Damian Woody said there, just the AFC East part about the Jets getting Rodgers and the Dolphins got Jalen Ramsey, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, let's put the Lamar thing to the side. We've talked about that a lot. I think we're well established on that. I'm in. I want him. I think the Patriots are in. Mego, I know you're more skeptical that they're actually in. It's just slow time of year and we need stuff to talk about. So I think we're well established on that. Who do you get for Jaylen Brown? Like, let's play out the clip we played for you earlier this hour from Zach Lowe. Zach Lowe, very plugged in on the Celtics, very plugged in throughout the league. He says if they don't win the title, and I don't think they're going to. Mego, you committed to the Celtics. You're on the bandwagon.
Yeah, but I also thought it was May, so.
Well, whatever. You reserve the right to change your mind. I'm just telling you, as of today, you're committed to the Celtics. So you think they're winning, so maybe this is irrelevant to you. If it gets to the offseason and the Celtics are looking at big changes and Jaylen's not happy, and he's not, what can you even get for him? My guess is not much. Superstars in the NBA don't tend to go, and maybe he's not quite a superstar. Stars in the NBA, all-star caliber players, almost every time they get traded, I go, that's it? Almost every time they get traded, I go, wow, they did not get enough for him, whoever that player is. So that's part of the reason I've always been in on, oh, wow, Jaylen for Durant? Sure, I'd do that. You're upgrading. It's a more talented player. Jaylen for Anthony Davis, Jaylen for Jimmy Butler, Paul George, even some of the ones that didn't work out. They were superstars at the time. Harden, Westbrook. You know, like, I've been in on most names to trade Jaylen Brown over the years. Now, I don't think you're getting a player of that caliber. And it's why I said earlier today, and if you miss any part of the show, you can go back and have it delivered to your phone daily. Subscribe to Jones and Mega with Arcan on the podcast and the Odyssey app, wherever you find your podcasts. I said earlier today, like, I think they missed their window on a Jaylen trade. You could have gotten fair value for Jaylen. Now the whole league knows he's unhappy and he doesn't want to be back and he's only got 1 year left on his deal. I don't know that you have leverage anymore. And I don't know that you can get full value for Jaylen Brown. I think they missed their window.
Is it possible that this campaign, which is maybe unfair, except now he's going to go on ESPN
it's
later
a campaign.
This week, so it feels like a campaign.
It's a media blitz.
The Ringer in January. Well,
okay, let me explain
because
why I say this.
The timeline is a little longer than
last week.
It
he
seems.
Had the New York Times interview, which was seemingly took place a week before that, and then it ran on Friday, and then the Ringer releases this interview from January. So I don't know if he knew that it was going to come out exactly now. Probably not. And now, but now he's going on the ESPN show later this week.
So now
so
he knows.
That now it feels like a media campaign. How much of this is maybe just a negotiating tactic?
Well, you don't have
like
you don't have
flashing
to,
out there.
It's the NBA. All the contracts are pretty much negotiated for you. If he gets a max deal, he's going to get the supermax deal. I mean, there's no negotiation. It's not the NFL. It's not Major League Baseball. It's not even hockey. What's the negotiation? There are max that you can only go to such a threshold.
Well,
unless
maybe,
the Celtics
maybe
aren't going to the
Supermax. Maybe it's a negotiation more in terms of the power that he has within the team.
Got it. I want more influence within
like
the team.
I agree with you, and it's no secret that the best money that he can make is most likely going to be here. Like, the best financial decision is going to be here.
Like, I don't think there's much of a financial negotiation, but interesting.
And
within the team.
But maybe within the team, it's, hey, you know what? Like, my name shouldn't be in trade rumors mm-hmm. every time. I should have more say in who you're going to bring on as a coach.
Right.
Because last time
don't
I had
blindside
to say,
me moving on
I
from
had
Udoka.
Last time I had to say in it, we were in the finals. And now you just decide to go with Brad's guy? Okay. So you're just going with Brad's guy, Missoula, huh?
Interesting.
All right. No comment from me?
Is that what you think it is, Arcan? You think this is a negotiation tactic?
I'm not sure about that, but it could be, I suppose, if that's what he's doing, but I'm not sure it's going to have that kind of the effect that he wants. I think that if that's what he's going for right here, he's probably pushing them away more than he's drawing them in. That's what it sort of seems like to me with the stuff he's saying about the team. But you're right, I think.
Maybe he's negging them.
He could be negging them.
Like
could
the
be.
Old school pickup
that
artist.
Works. Oh, yeah.
That works with chicks.
The Tucker Max thing.
Yeah. Am I right, Arcan? That works with chicks.
He's totally. Negging Brad.
Yep. Oh, yeah, negging him hard.
Could be that.
I wonder
Sorry,
how Brad would respond to that. But the thing that you mentioned
for some
about,
reason, I want him more. Gee willikers.
Brad, what are these feelings I'm having?
That jacket doesn't really suit your body type, Brad. Just saying.
I'm all warm in my boy parts.
I'm tingly. What was I going to say? Oh, the trades where you don't. I got a little tingly there. The trades and the players going for not that much. If you're talking about Durant and Kyrie, I agree 100%. And the reason is because everyone knew they were disgruntled and everyone knew they were forcing their way out
of town. It's not just those guys.
It's not, but that's a recent example. I mean, look who you got for Kyrie. You got Spencer Dinwiddie and a couple of guys. For Kevin Durant, you got Mikal Bridges and a couple of guys. Like, Jaylen Brown, what's he going to fetch if that's all you get for Kevin Durant?
Rudy Gobert is about the only guy in the league who went for a ridiculous amount. That's about the only one where I was like, holy crap. Like Donovan Mitchell, I didn't think went for enough. Harden, when he got dealt, didn't go for enough. Like most of these guys don't go for enough. But you're right. There's other baggage with Durant and Kyrie. Fine. Although I'm not sure Jaylen's baggage free when it comes to his attachment to Kyrie Irving, which we can get to coming up. I am curious what he says in the ESPN interview. Like, is it damage control or does he pour gasoline on the thing?
It feels like gasoline.
I agree. That's what it feels like.
It feels like the way that this, and again, the Ringer article kind of came out of nowhere, at least to us, but it feels like this is orchestrated.
I think it's going to be gasoline as well. Gasolina is what it's going to be.
Nice.
Jim is in the truck.
Topical.
Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, great show. You know, the one thing with the Patriots is Belichick. He's trying to go for the coaching record, right? So he needs 18 wins to tie and 19 to break. You know what? So say next year they go 6-11. Say in 3 years he breaks the record. You know what the reality is going to be? Is that Andy Reid, 2 to 3 years later after that, will break the record.
Arcan said this months ago, and that was not on my radar, the pace and track that Andy Reid is on, but it's a good point. Like, Bill can set the record all he wants. He may not hold it for very long, which is why I don't get why anybody possibly – I don't think people do care. Maybe Kraft cares. Maybe Bill definitely cares. I don't get why a fan would ever care. Don't you guys already think he's the greatest coach of all time? So what? So if Shula has more wins than him, who can, like, I don't even get why fans care. Fire him. I'd move on from him because I don't care about the dumb wins record, and I want to get the team right in the meantime.
Well, we all understand why and how Bill cares about the record.
Bill cares.
Do you think Andy Reid cares about the record?
No.
That's kind of how I feel, too. I feel like Andy Reid is more apt to be like, no, I just don't really want to work anymore.
Andy cares about the buffet at the celebration.
Say, Andy Reid would rather set the hot dog eating record. He'd rather go to Coney Island on the 4th of July and set the hot dog eating record than he would the wins record.
Going down, Joey Chestnut.
I don't think he cares at all. 617-779-7937. What do you guys want first, the Kyrie comments or the Kanye comments? What was newsier to you, Mego?
The Kyrie comments. This is a place that he's at with Kyrie that I didn't realize it was this far.
There was an unbelievable detail that I had never heard in this story or heard about his relationship with Kyrie and anything that went down at the All-Star game until I read this story. Maybe it had been out there. I didn't know about it. Privately, writes The Ringer. What's the author's name? I haven't given the author any
Logan
credit today.
Logan something.
Murdoch?
Logan Murdoch.
Yeah. Logan Murdoch. This is an excellent feature, by the way. So it's worth checking out at The Ringer. We've been reading through it all day long.
It took an hour and a half to read it.
That's just your pace.
It's The Ringer.
It's The Ringer.
It took 20 to a half
After
an hour.
After you scroll through 2.5 pages of pictures of Jaylen Brown.
Yeah. Privately, Brown reassured Kyrie that the controversy, meaning, you know, his anti-Semitism, that the controversy would pass. So isn't that interesting, by the way, that Jaylen Brown, who's a part of the players' union, was like, yeah, this will all blow over. This anti-Semitism stuff, this will all blow over. He was one of the main ones that really stood beside me, Kyrie said. Ugh. I mean, Celtics fans, you all hate him. Jaylen Brown is one of the few standing by him and was 10 toes with me and just telling me, like, you know, it's going to be all right. There's peace of mind at the end of this road, but I would let you know that you're not alone in this.
Great.
I think that means the union is standing with him, but that can be read multiple ways. You're not alone in this. Irving now describes Jaylen as a brother. Listen to this. During February's All-Star game, Brown tweeted out support of Irving's custom shoes that covered up the Nike swoosh in protest of the brand that dropped Kyrie following the controversy in the fall.
That's the problem that they have with Nike. That's the only issue with that company.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Everything else is good with Nike. It's just, you know, they dropped the Kyrie shoes. Okay. In the same exhibition, Brown covered up the Nike logo. In the All-Star game, he covered up his Nike logo?
I didn't even know he was wearing Nike shoes.
I didn't know this either.
Yeah, because you didn't see the logo.
He covered the logo.
Brown covered up the Nike logo of his own Kobe 3s with the word Liberation. Brown has been a sneaker-free agent since leaving Adidas in 2021. In recent years, he's criticized sneaker brands that have courted him for not wanting to support his off-court initiative. So a couple of things here. Number one, who are Tatum's shoes with, Arkin?
Tatum is Nike?
He's Jordan, isn't he?
Is he Jordan?
Fair point. It is Jordan. Yeah. Subsidiary of Nike, but fair. Jordan, good point. I thought it was Nike. My mistake. I was about to get in the weeds on some sneaker beef there. Yeah. That's what I was about to do.
It's Jumpman, okay?
Yep, no, fair point. I mean, it is Nike, but I don't even quite know what it is. It's its own branch of Nike. I don't even quite know. I was about to bring
Tatum
up some,
signed with Jordan Brand in July of 2019.
Sneaker beef is where I was about to go with that. He's so united with Kyrie. Kyrie, who you hate. Celtics fans, you hate him. Reasonably so. He's so united with Kyrie that he's covering up the Nike swoosh on his shoes in support of Kyrie and writing Liberation on his shoes while telling Kyrie the whole anti-Semitic thing is going to blow over and he was one of the few people with him. Yikes. I mean, I don't know what else to say to that, but yikes.
Yeah, I understand being the union head and wanting to have your guys back in terms of representing them in that way and their interests against employers or whatever. But there are certain areas where it's just a lot more nuanced than that.
Yep.
And Jaylen Brown prides himself on understanding the nuance of different situations. So that's just disappointing.
On Kanye, and I'll just go through this quick. He basically was warned not to associate himself with Kanye by people in his inner circle. They warned him. He didn't listen. They chalked that up to being, you know, inexperienced or starstruck or whatever. But he was warned not to join up with Kanye, and he still did. And he refused to get into the question. When the author broached the topic of Kanye, just like in the New York Times, he quickly declined to comment. I don't want to answer that question. I don't want to answer that, he said. When I followed up weeks later, so there was a follow-up in this story. You're right about that, Mego. You said that, and I didn't know if they alluded to it. They did. It wasn't just January, but weeks later, could have still been January, could have been February, I was directed towards his official statement that he tweeted in the fall. So there you go. That's the latest on that. Do you have thoughts on either one, Arkin?
Yeah, on both of them, really. I think they sort of tie together a little bit because the one common thread here with Kanye West and with Kyrie Irving and the reason why it was so controversial is because of the flagrant anti-Semitism. I mean, that's really what it was, and that's an easy thing to denounce. That's an easy thing to distance yourself from. That's an easy thing to say, I don't believe in, and I'm not going to, you know, associate with people who say these sort of things. And it took him, and I don't even know if he ever really did that, honestly. I don't know. I know he went away from Donda kicking and screaming and didn't want to,
yeah,
but was basically told you have to because if you ever want to use your platform again, you can't be associated with this guy. I think his platform is badly damaged from this, and that's a shame because I thought he used his platform pretty well up until recently. I thought he did some really powerful, strong, and good things. But if you're going to have part of your platform being backing up these anti-Semitic, in some cases, Hitler-praising people and saying, you know, I'm not gonna turn my back on them, then how's anybody supposed to take you seriously when you wanna make a statement in other ways? You're the anti-Semitic guy now. That doesn't go away, you know? Like, I don't think he can go to another market even and have those kind of beliefs or be adjacent to those type of beliefs and not have a major fraction of that fan base say, bleep you, I don't care what you have to say if that's the people you're going to associate with, and they'd be right.
And it's pretty easy to just say, you know what, I made a mistake, and I feel differently now. That's not a hard thing to say. He can't bring himself to say that to the New York Times last week or to The Ringer in January and maybe even February when the author followed up in this new piece now. So I'm curious what he says later this week in his interview on ESPN. 617-779-7937. We have a lot of you waiting patiently to jump in on the Patriots and the Celtics. We'll get to you, and we have Megsplaining with Megan Ottolini next.
Jones and Mego return after this on WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
So we're going to get back to Jaylen Brown and the Celtics. But this is the dumb part of the show. Where I get to talk about something that's bothering me or something that delights me.
How dare you say it's the dumb part of the show?
It's going to get really stupid in a minute.
You've alerted the entire city to an epidemic of floss picks everywhere that, I'll be honest, I was looking for today with my son scooting around the city, walking my dog, and I
just pictured you scooting on the ground a dog who's trying to express some glands.
I'm sorry, yes, expressing my anal glands. Yes, no, Lucas was scooting around. I was following him with the dog, who's 10 and is just taking forever to walk around these days. But I'm sitting around and looking. I was looking for picks. I didn't see any, but that maybe I was a bit distracted.
Yeah, looking for picks.
I was out looking for picks, dude. But anyway, yeah, is that a scratchy on the ground? Is that a winner? But anyway, okay, I wouldn't call it the dumb portion of the show. I think it's raising everybody's awareness about epidemics throughout the city.
Okay.
But yes.
So this is...
Leashless dogs.
This is regional. I saw two this morning. This is regional, but I think it's something that could be adopted nationwide at least. Yesterday was the first day of spring.
Yes.
Were you aware?
Well, Ryan actually mentioned there was not only the first day, it was there was a point in time in the day where we hit it.
5:24
p.m. Yes.
So it's actually like a slightly warmer today and yesterday.
It's lovely today,
It's lovely.
Yeah.
But to me, it doesn't really say spring. And this brings me to a major issue that we have. There are not enough seasons. Four seasons does not make sense for us anymore. Now, I understand this is based on...
I'm just laughing because Ryan just had a visceral... I don't know what he said, but there were...
I didn't say anything.
There were arm movements.
Because I am without words.
Everywhere. Arm movements everywhere when you
go
said
ahead.
This. He viscerally reacted.
This is not Ryan's explaining.
Nothing's
it's explaining.
Blooming right now. It's not that warm. For me, growing up in Maryland in the D.C. area, spring has a very different connotation. It's
cherry
70s.
Blossoms.
It's cherry blossoms. Mm. I know the days are longer and that our seasons are based on the rotation of the earth around the sun. But don't you feel like the seasons have also been changing over the last couple, at least the last decade?
Yeah, I'd say I've noticed.
Like,
yeah.
Summer goes late. Fall is warm. Winter doesn't, like, you don't really get snow until
winter's
end
like a
of
month.
February.
Yeah.
So, do you want to hear my new seasons?
Yes.
Hang okay. I
want to jot these down as you go, but yes,
I'll
I want to
start
hear it,
where we are right now. Uh-huh. Okay, so from March 1st to May 15th, March 1st to May 15th, so this is where we are now, is sprinter.
I'm sorry.
So that's the combination of spring and winter.
Yeah,
it's not really spring yet.
I knew what sprinter
it's,
was.
You got a little winter. You're still keeping the heavy coats in the closet. So you're not putting them in storage. But you don't really need the shovel. You don't think you're going to dig your car out. It's just going to be nasty for a little while.
Sprinter.
So that goes until May 15th.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
May 16th to June 30th. That's spring now.
Okay.
That's proper spring.
Okay.
July 1st to September 15th is summer.
Okay,
so summer doesn't start until July because everyone always says, "Oh, summer in New England doesn't start until 4th of July weekend anyway." So now summer extends to September 15th.
September 15th.
Because the first 2 weeks of September are always the best weather of the whole year for the most part. Like September is the best month weather-wise at this point.
I'm a fall guy, but keep going.
Well, okay. That brings us to September 15th. That's when fall starts.
Okay.
So September 15th and fall goes until October 30th.
Okay.
So once Halloween hits, fall is over. Fall finishes with Halloween.
Okay.
When we get into November,
Well, aren't there 31 in October? Are there only 30 in October?
So no, you have Halloween.
Days in October.
Okay.
October 31st is
okay.
Halloween.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. Okay. So October 31st.
I know you don't. I don't think he does.
Once Halloween starts.
No, I thought you said 30th. So I thought I was like, where's October 31st? I was confused.
Halloween, you're in a new season. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So Halloween to November 22nd, we call this harvest. This is the harvest season.
I don't like this.
Leading up to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It's not fall anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's not nice anymore. You might get one or two nice warm days, but you're in harvest now.
You're in harvest now.
You got to get everything. You got to start gaining your winter weight.
Playing Neil Young.
Start taking the coats out.
Neil Young every day.
Trust me, you are not going to need that beach bag.
Walk around with a cornucopia.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's harvest. Yep. Okay, so you're getting into it. You understand, right?
I'm getting it, yeah.
You got gourds out for harvest. Pumpkins are away. It's harvest now. You have gourds out. Okay, no, why are you laughing?
Keep going.
You said this wasn't going to be dumb.
No, keep going. I like this. Keep going.
Okay. So November 23rd to January 15th.
Uh-huh.
What do you think that is?
That feels like winter.
No, that's not winter. Please keep up. We just talked about winter now doesn't start until later. So that's not winter.
That seems like winter,
but
keep going.
That's called holidays.
Right. Nice. Oh,
That's just called holidays. We already call it the holiday season. Just call it holidays.
That's the holidays.
Okay.
All right,
I try to make it so that includes your Thanksgiving. Yep. So you're doing holidays.
Got it.
Okay. So far we have sprinter, spring, summer, fall, harvest, holidays.
Uh-huh.
Once you hit January 15th to March 1st, that's winter.
That's winter.
Now you're in winter. You're in winter at January 15th to March 1st. Holidays are over. Then when you hit March 1st, March 2nd, you're back in sprinter.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seasons. I don't love the odd number.
Seven seasons? I think that sounds nice.
The seven seasons. Well, it's good alliteration, but six might be better. Yeah. The six seasons.
I love the seven seasons of New England. It's so beautiful. What's your favorite?
So these are just...
My favorite is fall. Oh, I'm really a harvest person because I like to be cozy.
I'm more of a holiday person myself, but I do like sprinter. When you get a nice day in sprinter, it's as good as it gets. Okay.
I like this song.
The seven seasons.
It's beautiful. Harvest
mm-hmm.
Moon.
Mm-hmm. And these are just for New England? I might have missed that earlier.
So
these are just New England seasons.
This calendar is based on New England.
This calendar can't
now,
be adopted by the full country.
It might be confusing because it's like, do we want to spend harvest in New England? Are we going to Florida for harvest? I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
It's cheaper to go to Florida for harvest than holidays.
It's true.
So, you know, I'm not sure if this is... this. Like
it sounds like Jonestown. You know, like, it's time for harvest, everyone.
No, it sounds like something Kyrie would be trying to convince us of. Like somewhere Jalen's like, you know what? They've really been beating up on me today, but I think...
It's 44 degrees outside. That's not spring. That's sprinter.
I think she's making a point. I think she's winning
sprinter.
Me over. She's making an argument.
These are the seven seasons of New England.
Okay, how do we feel about Mego's new calendar? Seven seasons of New England. 617-779-7937.
Winter, sprinter, spring, summer, fall, harvest, holidays.
But do you recall the most famous season of all? Listen, I'm...
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Go ahead.
Text line is accusing me of working for Big Holiday Card.
Yep, no, that sounds right.
To make up new cards.
That sounds right.
Hallmark has been trying to sink their teeth into the station for a long time.
Hallmark, you want to advertise with Megsplaining, go right ahead.
Hallmark's been trying to get into that sprinter space for a long time.
Good time to jump in. 978, who calls me an absolute genius.
Okay. Well, again,
Hallmark is still
playing
Christmas
movies. You're welcome to my house during harvest anytime you want.
Continue to text in at 37937. Give us a call on these seasons, 617-779-7937.
Can we keep the daylight savings things where it is, like right now?
Mego,
texter also from the 978, you do not get the last 5 minutes of your life back.
Yeah, nope, true, you don't. Can you do me a favor? Can you tweet these out, Mego? Can you? Tweet them out so people can follow along. I want to see an actual calendar where people can
react.
Okay, I'll
send them to the Jones and Mego account so they can.
If you could, yeah, let's tweet those out for the people. So they can see.
Seven seasons of New England.
What the new calendar
beautiful.
Would look like. That's Meg Splaining today with Meg and Adelini each and every day at 4:45. some of the seasons I could get down with.
What are you against?
I don't know how I feel about harvest or sprinter, but I do like holidays.
How do you not like harvest?
I do like that change. I do. You guys can weigh
in
there.
You don't like the Pilgrims? Oh, I'm sorry. You're trying to cancel Harvest now?
Not
wow.
really. Not
cancel
really.
Culture comes for Harvest.
That's a good point. I am trying to cancel Harvest. That's
Woke
true.
Woke Jones before it, canceling Harvest.
Before it even starts. Let's get back to Jaylen Brown and his comments to The Ringer today with all of your Harvest, your Sprinter, your holiday thoughts coming up next. I love you with all.
The Red Sox Station. WEEI, New England Sports Original.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.